Hi, Club Kids. On today's VIP Lounge, we're speaking with author Emmeline Cline about her new book, which is all about eating disorders and America's relationship to weight. And of course, we talk about Ozempic. So here's a little clip of that convo. If you want to hear the whole thing, you know what to do. Okay, here's my question. Ozempic.
Oh, God, yeah.
Where do we stand?
So it's very hard to not pit women against each other on this topic, I must say. Okay, we stand worried, basically.
Same.
Not to be too serious.
Well, I mean, there's just haven't been enough studies yet.
Well, it's just sort of like, okay, so it seems like in this country, we do have like a long history of diet drugs that are rushed to market without lots of long-term studies.
I know.
Fen-phen, Redux, so many.
Trim and Spa.
Trim Spa.
Trim Spa. I just
and
was writing.
Nicole
I was
Speed.
Simply just writing something about Anna Nicole Smith's Trim Spa necklace. Do you remember that necklace she had?
Of course, when she had
so
it, when she came out,
yeah. She said, "She's like my body."
And, yeah.
So horrible.
Yeah.
You want to know something creepy as fuck? When she was in all those Trim Spa ads, a lot of them advertised this competition that like Trim Spa customers could send in their before and after pictures. And
whoever, I remember that.
Whoever
yeah.
would have the one they liked, whoever had the most extreme one, would get to party like Anna Nicole at the Hard Rock Hotel in Seminole, Florida, and it's the hotel she died at.
Oh my God.
It's really upsetting.
So dark.
I'm sorry.
That's so dark.
I'm sorry.
Party with her
if you
as
can prove
die. It's basically
you
like
took enough speed
to
you can
die
like
well,
Anna
like
Nicole.
When she died, she had all these abscesses on her body from weight loss injections that weren't what Ozempic is. They were proto ones. But basically, we have this long history of diet drugs killing people. So it would shock me if there really do turn out to be like no long-term side effects. We don't have long-term studies on humans. We do have them on animals. The animals have thyroid cancer.
Oh, that's not great.
Which is disturbing. Mm. But also the other thing that's really interesting about Ozempic is like it doesn't actually work on your metabolism.
It's just an appetite suppressant, right?
Yeah, but it also moves the food through your body more slowly. It delays.
To hear the whole episode and get another VIP Lounge every single Friday and get ad-free main episodes every Wednesday, go to patreon.com/cbcthepod. You know you want to. Give yourself the gift of content.